Landmand is the Danish word for farmer, and in the northeast corner of Nebraska, you'll find a place that recently opened with that name. It's a nod to this family's heritage, but it's also a place that has lots of people traveling down some graveled farm roads to reach it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. It's brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They help me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bryce Anderson's family purchased a farm in the mid-1980s in the hill ground overlooking the Missouri River in northeast Nebraska.
This is a piece of ground that I never wanted to ever farm again. As you get older, you get more conservation-minded, and that was always in the back of my head. This is not a piece of ground that should be farmed, in my opinion.
So the ground was placed in the Conservation Reserve Program. But after over three decades, Bryce's son had an idea. What about creating a golf course in these hills?
If you're going to build something like this, you need to do something unique, something different that will separate you from the competition.
They brought the idea to several golf course design firms and all discouraged them from the project. There was simply too much dirt to move to smooth the terrain to make it walkable. But King and Collins saw promise in the project and took it on.
The hills are extreme here, very sharp valleys and high pointed hilltops. So in order to make a walkable golf course, you basically had to fill in some valleys and take down some hills.
What resulted is the Landmand Golf Course. That's Landmand with a D at the end.
That is the Danish word for farmer. And we debated about how to name this course for a short time. And that was my favorite. So that was the one place where my son deferred to my judgment for a change.
The popularity of the place has exploded and gotten plenty of national attention. In fact, most of the year's tee times were taken within the first 24 hours they began taking reservations. I'll share more next time as we travel the countryside. Near Homer, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.